This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Vice Chairperson of Rashtriya Swatantra Party Dol Prasad Ariyal set to be elected House of Representatives Speaker unopposed. Prime Minister Balendra Sar discusses development and budget implementation issues with lawmakers from Gandaki province. Foreign Ministry confirms detention of 11 Nepalese in Gulf countries for spreading rumours on social networking sites over West Asia conflict. And search underway for missing pilot after US fighter jet downed in Iran. Now, the news in detail. Vice Chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Dol Prasad Ariyal, is set to be elected Speaker of the House of Representatives unopposed. According to the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Ariyal was the only candidate to file a nomination within the determined time frame of 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. yesterday. His candidacy was proposed by Party Chair Ravi Lamijhane and supported by lawmakers Sobita Gautam, Swarnim Wagle and Sunil Lamsal. Federal Parliament Secretariat spokesperson Ekram Giri said a proposal on Ariyal's candidacy will be presented in the House of Representatives meeting on April 5. Following the endorsement, Ariyal will be formally declared elected, take the oath of office and secrecy and assume responsibility for conducting House proceedings. Prime Minister Balendra Sah yesterday held discussions with directly elected lawmakers from Gandaki province. The meeting, held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, focused on development projects in Gandaki province, budget implementation and coordination among the federal, provincial and local levels. Lawmakers briefed the Prime Minister on constituency-level concerns, including delays in development projects, policy hurdles and implementation challenges. The Prime Minister assured lawmakers that the government would prioritise the concerns and prepare a clear roadmap for immediate and long-term actions. Lawmakers from all 18 constituencies in Gandaki province participated in the meeting. Finance Minister Swarnim Wagle has said the government has expedited reform efforts emphasising performance, integrity and improved service delivery. Speaking at a pre-budget interaction organised by the Birganj Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Birganj, he said government ministries are competing to deliver better results in line with the working pace set by Prime Minister Balendra Sah. Likewise, during an inspection of the Birganj Customs Office, the minister directed officials to meet revenue targets, stressing that dialogue with industrialists and entrepreneurs rather than intimidation is key to sustainable revenue collection. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Bikram Timal Sinha has said the government is prioritising institutional capacity development to ensure citizens receive prompt, efficient and quality services. Speaking at the 76th anniversary of Radio Nepal, the minister stated that efforts are underway to make public institutions stronger, accountable and results-oriented. Similarly, Communications Secretary Lakshmi Kumari Basnet said Radio Nepal has played a key role in ensuring citizens' right to information while promoting language, culture and diversity through multilingual broadcasting. Similarly, Chairperson of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Mahendra Bista, stressed independent and impartial broadcasting in line with public service values. On the occasion, various individuals and offices were honoured for their contributions. Senior lyricist Yadav Kharil and senior singer and broadcaster Nupur Bhattacharya were recognised with cash prizes and letters of appreciation, while several staffs from news, administrative and technical services were also honoured for outstanding performance. Established on April 2, 1951, Radio Nepal currently reaches around 94% of the population and continues to provide reliable information and public service broadcasting across the country. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has confirmed that 11 Nepali nationals have been arrested in several West Asian countries for sharing sensitive audio-visual content on social media, related to regional tensions. According to the ministry, 4 individuals were detained in Saudi Arabia, 3 each in United Arab Emirates and Qatar, and 1 in Oman. The arrests were made under strict local laws that prohibit sharing content that may spread panic or misinformation. Ministry spokesperson Lok Bahadur Paudil Chhetri said the government is coordinating with the Nepali missions in the respective countries to obtain details and explore possibilities for their release. On a separate occasion, Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal has emphasized the important role of non-resident Nepalese, NRNs, in supporting Nepal's economic development. During a meeting with a delegation from the Non-Resident Nepalese Association yesterday, Minister Khanal said the agendas raised by the NRNA would be gradually implemented, noting their demands are crucial for national progress. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Supreme Court has launched a dedicated web portal for its constitutional bench to ensure the timely resolution of constitutional disputes and enhance judicial transparency and accountability. Acting Chief Justice Sapana Pradhan Malla inaugurated the portal, stating that the initiative aims to strengthen the bench, safeguard the constitution, and build public trust in the judiciary. Officials said the new portal will provide comprehensive information on cases, proceedings and judgments in a single platform, marking a step towards more technology-driven judiciary. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has issued an interim order directing academic institutions to begin new student admissions only after the start of the new academic session. A single bench of Justice Balkrishna Dhakal ruled that schools must not open admissions before publishing annual examination results and formal commencement of the academic year. The court has also instructed the concerned authorities to submit written responses within 15 days and to ensure that all procedures follow existing laws. The Nepal police and the government agencies have launched a nationwide campaign to eliminate middlemen from public service offices, aiming to ensure transparency, efficiency and a complaint-free environment, an initiative part of the government's 100-point governance reform agenda. Deputy Inspector General of Nepal Police Avi Narayan Kafle said circulars have been issued to all police offices instructing staff to prevent middlemen from influencing service delivery and to take strict action against illegal practices. Likewise, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation has issued directives banning middlemen from survey and land revenue offices. In parallel, the Department of Foreign Employment has released details of individuals accused of defrauding aspirants for foreign jobs. In the past month alone, 352 persons have been formally accused, with over 810 defendants listed in a single complaint. Similarly, the police have also taken action against those harassing passengers in Kathmandu Valley. Authorities have urged citizens to avoid shortcuts through middlemen and follow official procedures to ensure fair access to services. Now, on to an international news update. US and Iranian forces are conducting parallel search operations for a missing American pilot after US F-15 fighter jet was shot down in southern Iran. Citing sources, CBS News reported that one crew member has reportedly been rescued, while the fate of the second pilot remains unknown. Iranian state media confirmed that its security forces are participating in the search and released images of the F-15 wreckage, calling on civilians to assist and offering a reward for the location of any surviving crew. U.S. officials have confirmed the rescue of one pilot and continue searching for the second. In a related incident, Iran claims to have shot down a second U.S. military aircraft near the Strait of Hormuz. The incident comes amid continuing U.S.-Iran hostilities, including missile and drone strikes. Since the war began on February 18, the escalating conflict has resulted in heavy casualties, with over 2,000 reported killed and more than 26,000 injured in Iran since late February. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. Changing weather patterns triggered by western low pressure and local wind systems are set to affect much of the country today, with forecast indicating windstorms across several Tarai districts and rain and snowfall in hilly and mountainous regions. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, this afternoon, hilly and mountainous areas, particularly in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, are expected to remain generally cloudy with partly cloudy skies elsewhere. The division has also forecast moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Light rain or snowfall is also likely at one or two places in other hilly areas, including parts of the Tarai in Sudarpashchim province. There is a possibility of windstorms in some areas of Tarai regions of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 13 to 15 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Vice Chairperson of Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Dol Prasad Arial, set to be elected House of Representatives Speaker unopposed. Prime Minister Balendra Shah discusses development and budget implementation issues with lawmakers from Gandaki province. Foreign Ministry confirms detention of 11 Nepalese in Gulf countries for spreading rumours on social networking sites over West Asia conflict. And search underway for a missing pilot as US fighter jet downed in Iran. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can catch us on air and online, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.